within the pages of the Bible, are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Number 18. What is baptism? Among our Lord's last words to his disciples was the charge to preach the saving gospel to all men. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." The question before us is what was and is the action of that baptism commanded by Christ and his apostles. The Bible clearly describes the action of Christian baptism as a burial in water, for baptism is a likeness to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. We're not saved, of course, by our own goodness, but by the goodness, the love, and the favor of God. We are not saved by our own merit, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus shed his precious blood in his death, and as penitent believers in Christ, we contact his saving blood by going through a likeness to his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Listen to the Apostle Paul's vivid description of baptism in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." Here the Bible clearly describes the baptism which was taught and was practiced in the early church. It's also the baptism which puts one into Jesus Christ as a burial. Paul said we are buried with him by baptism into death. And then again in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, we read that we are buried with him in baptism. Nowhere in the Bible is the action of Christian baptism described as being anything other than a burial, an immersion in water. In Mark chapter 1, verse 5, we find that John baptized in water. The passage reads, "And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan." Again in Mark chapter 1, verse 9, we find that Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan." In John chapter 3, verse 23, we find John's reason for selecting the place where he baptized those who came to him. "And John also was baptizing in Enon, near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized." Now let's notice carefully the baptism of the Ethiopian eunuch by Philip the Evangelist. The two men were riding in a chariot. Philip was preaching Jesus unto the eunuch. In Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 36, we read, "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." From these verses of Scripture, we find that baptism requires much water and a going down into the water. We see that it's a burial in water and a resurrection. Also, we see it requires a coming up out of the water. Only immersion fits the New Testament description of Christian baptism. If you believe in Jesus and want to receive the remission of your sins, as a penitent person, you then need to be buried with Christ in baptism to wash away your sins. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, and Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Thank you for your call.
The message you have just heard...